And we are back with Mr. Graves discussing upcoming Credo events.
Okay, moving along now, continuing with our walk in the woods, look at mindfulness. We'll be talking about kind-hearted and caring and showing empathy. They talk about friendship, and that means acceptance without bias, that nothing in ourselves or others is rejected. And you've heard me talking about agape, that kind of love, and that's kind of what agape is all about. It's making a conscious decision to not hurt or harm anyone in thought, word, or deed. And so as we're planning our day out, we kind of want to get into a mindset where we're kind of using that as a guide as we go out through the day. It's not telling us we got to like people, and certainly there's people we're just not going to like for whatever reason, but we can still agape them. We can make a decision, conscious decision. This is, has nothing to do with how you feel about the person, but it's making that conscious decision to not do anything to hurt or harm them. So, you know, do this for your friends, and I say especially do this for your family members. Make it a conscious decision to look at your family members, each one of them, and say to yourself, you know, I'm going to agape you today. I'm not going to do anything to hurt or harm you in thought, word, or deed. And then it talks about forgiveness, how important that is to kindness, regarding whatever situation that comes along, is always be prepared to offer forgiveness out there. Now, I know there's going to be shadings of that, and maybe it depends on what has been done, but for the most part, a lot of things are just, you know, little nitinoid things throughout the day, and we can learn to forgive people, you know, for just these little things, like when I'm driving into work, okay, all these people pull out in front of me and all this other stuff, I can forgive them, you know, for doing that kind of stuff. And then the last one here is that we can't extend true caring to people out there, and that's the wish that all beings be free from struggle, that they be happy and at their ease, that we just simply want the best for people. We want the best for others, you know, like myself here in the studio, I want the best for you today, all the people I come into contact with all day today, I want the best for them. I want them to succeed. I want them to be successful in whatever they're doing out there. So again, this helps our attitude as we go out into the day and makes us much more positive and makes us much more caring, and the goal here is to become more empathetic.
Now, just reinforcing a good mindset. All right, we'll come back to you discussing a shout out, and yeah, stay tuned. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you, America's best. And we're back at the studio with Mr. Graves.
Hey, we are back, aren't we? And we just had a flurry of activity in here.
Oh, yeah.
We had DJ EJ and Brandy B and Dandy B or Dandy D, whatever her name is. I don't know. And you guys are all dressed up today. You're all gussied up. You're wearing your navy blue uniform. What is that? What color is that?
The dress blues.
It's dress blues, isn't it? And it looks black. It looks black to me. But it's dress, whatever. Blues. It's the sailor suit. Yep. Okay, and this is why people join the Navy, is to wear this uniform. You know, this is exactly why. And I was telling you the story. My dad, he had, what, five brothers? Yeah, five brothers, and they were all in World War II. Two of them were Army, and three of them were Navy. And my grandmother, their mom, had a cedar chest in her room, and she had their uniforms in there. So I used to like to go put on the Navy uniform and walk around the house in a Navy uniform.
They do look good.
But I got over it. And join the Army. So what are we doing? Oh, it's time for the shout-outs this morning.
Of course, yes.
Okay, and this is for all you hardworking folks out there that we run into every day. Okay, they're out there you know, doing what they can to make our lives better. So here we go. All the folks over at Chock Full of Nuts. We got Placido, Andrea, Roberta, Angela, Alberto, Gaetano, Lorenzo, Carletta, Erica, and Biagio. Then over at the commissary across the strata, we got Esty and Sylvie and Joey and Vince and Helen, Katia, David, Nino, 1 and 2. We got Claudia. We got Salvo. We got Enzo, Josie, Giochino. We got Emanuela. We got Laura Donna. We got Milena. Yeah, Milena. We got Luisa, Azura, Francesca, Maria, and Grazia. And then down in the bowels of the hospital and the pharmacy, we have Colin. We got Yvonne, Felix, Mitchell, Daniel, Justin, Matthew. And then at the library, we got April and Lucia, Amanda, Shatina, and Mike. Then out on the flight line, we got Mr. G, his sidekick, Kevin. And in our add-ons, we got John and Anthony. And then we found out we have listeners up in Naples. calls. This is for all you Credo folks up there that are listening in right now. We got Doug and Bradley and Andrian. Is that how you pronounce that name? Andrian. Anyway, she's the boss, so I want to pronounce her name correctly.
Yes.
Okay, so this is for all you fine folks out there. Glad you're able to join us this morning and every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock for all the stuff going on with Credo.
Thank you so much, Mr. Graves. Well, seems like we're running out of time. So, is there anything else you'd like to add before you go?
I think that's pretty much it. If you'd like to get in touch with me about, got any questions about any of our programming, give us a call at the chapel at 624-3975. That's 624-3975, and we will be more than happy to answer any questions you have about upcoming Credo events and programs.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Graves. It was nice having you.
You as well.
Thank you. Upcoming, we'll have more information with you. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you America's best. Yeah.